Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. Is there somebody in the house that will rejoice this morning? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise and glory, Lord. The entrance of your word, we know, as always, brings light. And we thank you, Lord, because in you we move. In you we live. In you we have our very being. In fact, you are our dwelling place. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Bless the message, Lord, this morning into our hearts. And glorify yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Jesus loves a cheerful people. Amen. So, you know, if I read something from the Word today that you like, you are free to shout the glory. Amen. Praise God. Because we love that. And I'm going to start here today. The Lord, our refuge and strength. How many of you like the sound of that? Oh yes, He is our refuge and our strength. And there's a reason why the Lord wants me to preach this. You'll hear about it during the message. I'm going to start at Psalms 46. And verse 1. I'm going to read verses 1, 2, and 3 of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen, somebody?
Amen.
Don't go to sleep on me this morning. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. You know, that means, you know, no matter what's going on around you, you know, the Bible says we shall not be moved. Amen?
Amen.
Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, you know, we won't be moved, because there is a river, oh my, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And we're going to be talking for just a few minutes this morning about God being our refuge, God being our strength. And I have a few scriptures and then something, you know, that I will say from the Lord this morning. Isaiah chapter 4. And I want to read verses 5 and 6 of Isaiah chapter 4. Now the Lord, here's what he has to say to all of us. Isaiah 4 verses 5 and 6. And the Lord will create. See, so it's the Lord that's going to do it. But he will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon all high assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of the flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now the Lord, that means the Lord's going to put the glory of the Lord upon your dwelling place. That's upon your house, upon your assemblies like the church here and every place that you gather together in the name of the Lord, especially your dwelling places, you know, and the Lord is going to put a defense around you. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covering from the storm and the rain. My goodness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord, our refuge, and the Lord also our strength. And so I'm just going to read a few scriptures that show the Lord as our refuge and then the Lord as our strength, and I'm going to say something. I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and he is safe.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Oh yeah, a strong tower. Oh my, that's like a fortress. The name of the Lord, when you run into it, you're safe. You know, you're safe behind that name as your banner. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Lord is our refuge. His name will be your refuge. You run into that name, and there shall no evil befall you, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Praise God. Hast thou not known, and hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he fainteth not, neither is he weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Oh my, I love that. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So the Lord is your strength. Amen? That's right. Oh, even the youths. I mean, youths are known to be strong and so forth like that. You know, he said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men, you know, who are normally strong and so forth, you know, shall utterly fall. You know, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh my. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Now these are, you know, these people that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I mean, they will mount up with eagles. Now eagles, we know, an eagle is a kind of bird that can fly and can soar very, very high, higher than most other birds. And my goodness, the Lord says, you know, when the Lord renews your strength, he will cause you to ride upon your high places. He will cause you to fly as the eagles. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. The Lord is good. You know, just follow this message and see what the Lord is going to tell you. You know, the Lord is really so wonderful. Turn with me to Isaiah 25. And I'm going to just read verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 25, verses 3 and 4. Now, I'm just showing you a few verses here to let you know that the Lord is, you know, our hiding place. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. This is Isaiah 25 and verse 3. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee, for thou hast been a strength to the poor. Amen, somebody? Yes, the Lord is our strength. A strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm. A shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is, you know, as a storm against the wall. You know, so in other words, when great things are happening, and you know, things are being destroyed and the enemy is coming in like a blast. The Bible says the Lord is a strength in those days to his people. The Lord will give strength to those who are needy and are in distress. The Lord will be a refuge from the storm and anything that the enemy can throw against you. Amen? The Lord will even be a shadow. Oh my. Oh, I love that. He said, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I love that. The shadow. He said the Lord will, you know, it will be even a shadow from the heat. And when the blast of the terrible ones is coming, the Lord will be our hiding place. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh my, that is wonderful. Psalms 28 and verses 7. Through 9. Psalm 28. You know. These are all of the things that the Lord will do for us. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Every time you trust in the Lord, he will help you. Praise the Lord. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Now, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. Save thy people, O Lord, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, even in the times of hardships in the land. I threw that in there. And lift them up forever. Amen. Amen. Lift them up, O Lord. The Bible says in Psalm 67 that the Lord is the saving strength and the saving help of one of all the nations. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Psalm 32. And I'm going to read verses 6 and 7. It says, "For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, my goodness, in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto thee." So all the floods and all of the things that will happen, you know, it's not going to come nigh unto you because the Lord will be your refuge. Amen. "Thou art my hiding place, and thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." Amen. Oh yes, the Lord is my hiding place, and he will compass me about. The Lord is our shield, you know, in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1. The Lord said to Abraham, he said, "I am the Lord, and I am your shield, and your exceeding great reward." Praise God. I love the sound of that. You know, that's a personal, you know, comforting message that the Lord gives to Abraham. He said, "Look, I am your shield, and I am your exceeding great reward." Hallelujah. And I've said, you heard me say before, he didn't say, "I will give you an exceeding great reward." No, he didn't say that. "I am your exceeding great reward." Hallelujah, somebody. So the Lord should be our chief joy. The Lord should be the focus of our quest in life. Hallelujah. And if you are seeking the Lord with all of your heart, you will find him. And he will be a shield unto you. "I am your shield," he said, "and your exceeding great reward." Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. In the book of Psalm 90 and verses 1 and 2, he says, "Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place." The Lord is not only our hiding place, but it is in him we live, in him we move, and in him we have our very being. He has been a dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever there was anything formed on the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh, the Lord is good. Amen? Can I get amen from the people? In Psalm 84, verse 11, it says, "Our God is not only a shield, but he's a sun." It's a shining sun. He will bring back the sunshine in your life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, when the clouds seem to move in, that's Psalm 84 and verse 11. When the clouds move in, the Lord will be a sun. You know, he is a sun of righteousness too. Amen. In Malachi 4 and verse 2. The sun of righteousness, he will bring back the sunshine in your life. He will get rid of those gloomy days. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are so blessed here in Phoenix, Arizona, you know, that we see the sun all the time. I've been to places in the winter in this country where they don't see the sunshine at all for months. You know, and those people are often depressed. You know, they just, you know, and I'm like, I don't know, you know. One time I was in Columbus, Ohio, and it was in the winter. I think it was 92. And it was dark all the time. I mean, even in the daytime, it was dark. I mean, it was, you know, it was either snowing or raining or dark or miserable. I mean, the thing was just a mess. You know? And I said, my goodness, thank God for Phoenix, Arizona. Hallelujah! You know, no matter what's going on here, you know, God always brings out the sun. Oh, and I love that. It carries a message too, you know. God will bring that sun out, you know, and whenever that sun comes out, you know, it brings, you know, a different outlook to things. You know, and it doesn't even matter if it's very cold and so forth like that. When the sun comes out, you know, it brings warmth and it just brings goodness. Amen? And the Lord is our sun. Not only a shield to us, but he's also our sun. Hallelujah. And he will shine forth in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to read Psalm 119 and verse 14. Again, we're still talking about the Lord being our hiding place. The Lord is our hiding place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, "Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word." Is the Lord your hiding place? Is he your shield? Do you hope in his word? Oh, you see, the Lord, he said, "This is the man to whom I will look, even he that trembleth at my word." See, the person that hopes in God's word, the Lord will be there for him. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. His mercy is with them that fear him, and even to them that trust in his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let's read Psalm 121. I love this one. Psalm 121. Let's read this. Just a few words of exhortation here this morning. "I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot." Now, you know, I make it personal when I read this psalm. "He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber." But let me say to you by the word of the Lord, he that keepeth you will not slumber. "And he will not suffer your foot to be moved. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." The Lord is thy keeper. He's also your refuge. Yes, he is thy shade upon your right hand. Now the sun, that's the natural sun, shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. But the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Amen, somebody? Amen. And I'm going to pray at the end of this today, you know, that the Lord will preserve everyone here from all evil. Oh yeah, because there's a great evil deterrent. You know, but you know, he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Amen? Blessed be the name of Jesus. "And the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." You will go out, you will come in, and you will find pasture. Amen, somebody. "And you shall not be afraid of any evil tidings, because your heart is fixed while you are trusting the Lord. And the Lord, he will continue to be your sun, your strength, your shield, your hiding place, your fortress, and he will be the rock in your life." Amen. And if you make the Lord, even our God, if you make him your hiding place, it shall be well with you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Psalm 91. And I'm going to close with this before I pray. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress." How many of you can say that here this morning? Can you stay with me? Can you say, "The Lord is my refuge"? I can't hear you. "The Lord is my refuge and my fortress." Oh my, if the Lord is your fortress, my goodness, you know, there's nobody that can break through that. Amen? It's like going up against Fort Knox. You know, it's a fortress. Can't go up against it. You know, so if the Lord is your refuge, and if the Lord is your fortress, you know, he said, "He is my God, in him will I trust." You know, if you make him your refuge and you make him your habitation, your dwelling place, here's what he will do for you. "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence." Well, I don't care what's in the land. I was one time they say, you know, one day it's Amtrak, one day the United States will be and so forth. It's bird flu, it's whatever thing. "It shall not come near thee." Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. "Because he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid." Amen? That's right. "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night." You know, those things that sneak up in the night and so forth, I don't be afraid of them. You know, not for the arrow that flyeth by day, or bullets flying and so forth like that. It shall not come near thee. Amen. Not for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You know, or any kind of thing. I don't care if it's atomic. I don't care if it's whatever it is. It shall not come near thee. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, and it shall not come near thee. Only with an eye you see it on CNN, on Fox News, and everywhere else. You know. Amen. And you read about it and you hear about it in the news, but he says, only with your eyes you will see and behold the reward of the wicked, but it won't come near thee. Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. See, that's the way the psalmist, he likes to talk. He likes to personalize the Lord. In fact, he always said, the Lord is my rock. You know, I'm like, the Lord is your rock? No, the Lord is my rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, David always thinks that he's got an exclusive on the Lord. Well, you know, that's the reason why he was called a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because see, he doesn't say, you know, the Lord, you know, he doesn't care what everybody else thinks about God. He just gets a hold of God for himself. And he says, the Lord is my rock. And he's my song. And he has become my salvation. Hallelujah. You know, and he talks about all these things in such a personal way about the Lord. He said, well, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High, see, you know, even the Most High, because you have made him your habitation, you know, that's your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, therefore. Oh my. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. And if the Lord said this, and the devil tries to do anything contrary to this word, the Bible says to the law and to the testimony. You know, you go back to the word, and you say, it is written, there shall no evil before me.
Amen.
Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Because I have made the Lord. See, now let me explain that, just so you don't misconstrue it, you know. Now, it is possible, you know, for evil to come near your dwelling, and it is possible for, you know, all of these things to come near your habitation if your habitation and your dwelling place is not the Lord. Hello? But if you are dwelling in the Lord, if you have made the Lord your habitation, and the Lord is your fortress, and you have used the name of the Lord as your hiding place, how then can the enemy come against you? Amen?
Amen?
Because it will be literally, the enemy would literally have to go up against the Lord. How many of you are still with me? If you make the Lord your dwelling place, then there shall no evil come near your dwelling place. So that's a secret. Don't just say, oh, you know, no evil shall come near my dwelling place, you know. If you don't even have an altar of worship in your home, and you want to claim this promise, and you think it's just that physical dwelling place, oh no. You have to translate your physical dwelling place into a spiritual habitation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have to have an altar of worship, you know, because John 4 and 24 will tell you, he'll say, you know, that, you know, Jesus himself said, you know, this is what God wants, you know, because God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he said, you know, this is the kind, you know, that God is looking for. John 4 and 24. You know, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the earlier verse says that the Lord is looking for such kind of people to worship him. Praise God. So God must have a place in your life. See, first place in your life. And if you wrap your life inside of the Lord Jesus, if you make your very dwelling inside of him, then I don't see how the enemy can afflict you. Amen? Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord Jesus. See, the enemy cannot cross the bloodline, you know. So if you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus, and you are dwelling in His presence with His high praises, oh my. The Bible says that the Lord, He loves to dwell and inhabit the praises of His people. And if you make it a habit to worship and to praise the Lord, and you live in His presence, and you live, you know, you make your dwelling in Him, you know, then the enemy cannot come near your dwelling. Amen. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, because you have made Him your habitation. See, that's the precondition, you know. Because you've done that, if you meet that condition, then there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Because He will give His angels charge over thee. I'm back to Psalm 91. To keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up, you know, in their arms, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. I mean, that means the angels of the Lord, you know, they have charge over you. Whatever you do and wherever you go, you drive in and so forth, the angel of the Lord, He will be with you. Amen? And He will protect you. You will not be involved in any kind of a crash or an accident. Amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise God. But of course, you know, you can't be tempting the Lord either. You know, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You can't be driving and texting, you young people, and say, oh, the angel of the Lord, oh no. You know, that's not going to work. Amen? Amen, somebody? That is not going to work. Because the prudent man foreseeth the evil, and he hideth himself. But the foolish continue on in their foolishness, and they will be destroyed. So it is foolishness for you to be driving and texting. Amen? You know, and it's foolishness for you to be driving and struggling with your phone and all of these things that can distract you and get into an accident. Amen, somebody? That's right. You know, that's a word of wisdom for you here this morning. Praise God. You know, but you do all you can, you know, and the Lord, He will do even more than you cannot do to protect you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and He said, look, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. You know, any kind of demon spirits and all the things that raise up their ugly heads, He will trample them underfoot. Yes. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Yes. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Yes. You know, I personally believe that everywhere I go, I'm stepping on the devil's head. Amen? Yes. Amen, somebody. Yes. Everywhere I go, I'm stepping on his head. Yes. Amen. Oh, the devil doesn't like that, but, you know, who cares? You know, he's already a defeated fool. You know, amen. Jesus whooped him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I am here to assert the same. Let the devil know that, hey, boy, you're out of there. The Lord's already, He's already beat you up, whooped you all over the place, and you are a defeated foe. Amen. Unbelief is the thing that gives the devil his power. Yes. And if you think that, oh, the devil can do this and so forth, like, of course, you know. But, you know, if we believe the word of the Lord, that he that is in us is greater than he that is without, then the enemy cannot afflict you. Amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Because he has said the Lord. Now, here's the Lord talking point blank now. This verse that I'm about to read, verse 14 of Psalm 91. This is the Lord talking point blank to every one of you that meets those conditions, that makes the Lord your dwelling place, that chooses the Lord as your chief joy. Here's what the Lord has to say to you. He said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. So any one of you, if you set your love upon the Lord, he will deliver you. And the Lord said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. Can somebody say his name in here? Say it again, Jesus. Say it again, Jesus. You know, the Bible says devil trembles at the sound of that name. Amen. He doesn't like that name. You know, that name will get him riled up all the time. Praise God. you know, the devil believes in God. He believes that there is one God. He trembles also at that. You know, but he hates the name Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and don't you ever hide behind the name, you know, God. No, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. You know, as long as we're talking about God, that's fine with the devil. But when you talk about Jesus, that's what put the nail in his coffin. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, you know, everybody will tell you that, you know, I mean, if you talk about God and so forth, you know, that's okay. But when you start talking about Jesus, that's what gets people agitated. Well, and I love to agitate the devil. Amen? Amen. So next time you want to say praise God somewhere, why don't you try saying thank you, Jesus. And then see how many devils you stare up. Amen? Amen. Praise God may not stare up as many devils, but thank you, Jesus, will stare up a lot of devils. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. But that being said, we know that Jesus is God. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no question about that. So, you know, don't be confused about that. Jesus is the same very God. We know that. Praise God. But this is the name that God has given. It is called Jesus Christ. To make every knee to bow. Hallelujah. It is through that name that every knee shall bow. They will either bow willingly or by the rod of iron. But one way or the other, every knee will bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And God has highly exalted that name. And anything else that is named, be it sickness, be it depression, be it disease, be it whatever that you are going through, if it has a name, the name of Jesus is higher. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody! Amen. The name of Jesus is higher than every name that is named. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And if you know that name, oh, then when you call upon him, he said, I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him. And I will honor him. And even with long life will I satisfy him. And I will show him my salvation. And that is the person that has set the Lord as their habitation. That is the person that has set their love upon the Lord. That is the person that is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah! That is the quiet place where you have chosen, you know, where the Lord has chosen to meet with you. It's the place, the altar of worship, where he meets with you in the praise and in the worship. Hallelujah. And being that we are spiritual beings, God wants us to move from a moment of prayer and a moment of worship a day to all day long, you are in the spirit of worship and in the spirit of praise. Hallelujah, somebody! But you start with setting a time for prayer. And you start with setting a time. You make prayer a business with God. You set a time, you set a place. And God will meet with you there. Amen? Amen? But as you grow in the Lord, you develop into not just a time of prayer, but you develop to being in the Spirit. All the time. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. That's why he says, pray without ceasing. You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, wherever you are and so forth, you are connected with the Holy Ghost. And then you are praying in your spirit and so forth. And you are dwelling in his presence. And then he can communicate directly with you. Praise God. Oh, it is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful place to be when you have made the Lord your hiding place, when you made him your refuge, you know, and then he becomes your strength. Hallelujah. He becomes your strength and you don't have to depend upon your own strength anymore. The Bible says it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. And the Lord, he will fight for you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I want to say this to every one of us that is here. You know, there are times when you may feel weak and your strength may feel drained from you. You know, remember what he said in Isaiah 40 that we read. He giveth strength to the weak and the faint. And even to them that have no might, he increased their strength. You know, even in the hour that you feel that you have no strength, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect, even in your weakness. In the hour when you think that you have no strength, depend upon the Lord, and he will be your strength. You know, in the time of trouble, if you make the Lord your dwelling place and your hiding place, if you make the Lord your refuge, then He will deliver you from the stormy blast. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's stand to our feet here this morning and let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. A short exhortation that I wanted to give this morning, but I want to pray this prayer for everyone that is here today. Because see, the devil, here's what he does. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8 that the devil is going about, you know, as a roaring lion. Well, he's not exactly a roaring lion, but he's going about as a roaring lion, looking to see whom he may devour. See? Amen?
Amen.
He's looking for some weak ones. He's looking for an area of weakness in your life. See, he cannot devour everybody. If he can, he won't be looking. He'll just be devouring everybody. Amen?
Amen?
But he cannot devour everybody. There are some people that he cannot devour. Those who are dwelling in the Lord. Those who have made the Lord their refuge and their hiding place, the enemy cannot devour them. So he'll be looking for whom he can devour. See somebody who has walked away from the presence of the Lord. See somebody who has allowed sin to creep into their life, then the enemy can come in and strike.
Right.
But if you are dwelling in his presence, if you have made the Lord your habitation, if you are constantly praising and worshiping the Lord, then the enemy cannot devour you. In fact, you will be the one stamping and stomping on his head all the time. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But I am going to pray this prayer for all the congregation. Let's lift up our hands this morning. I'm going to ask what the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 4. He said, the Lord will create upon every dwelling place. Oh yes. Of Zion and upon all her assemblies. The glory of the Lord for a defense. I'm going to ask that glory and that defense to come upon your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now look up, Lord, upon your people with their hands lifted up. And I pray here this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the glory of God fill every life that is here, Lord Jesus. And give everyone the grace to recognize you as their shield and their exceeding great reward. Give us, O Lord, the understanding to make you our habitation, to make you our refuge and our dwelling place. And we know when we do that, the enemy shall not be able to exact upon us. Now, Lord Jesus, I pray that the Lord will be a hedge around every one of God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, build that hedge of glory around them, Lord. To be a covering from the storm. To be a shadow from the heat. Hallelujah. To be a dwelling, a hiding place from all of the blasts of the terrible ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, give every one of your people the wings of eagles to be able to soar above obstacles in Jesus' mighty name. And every plan of the enemy, remember how the Bible says, taking on the, shield of faith. Hallelujah. By which you can quench all of the fiery darts of the enemy. Now imagine if the Lord is that shield. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. It'll be like a force field. Everything that tries to penetrate will be bouncing back miles, even before they get close to you. If you make the Lord your dwelling place. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, let the glory of the Lord be in our lives and in every physical home as well. Hallelujah. Put the angel of the Lord around your people, Lord. The Bible says the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him, and he delivers them from all evils. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But our old Lord, we know that the times are evil, but we know that the Lord is good. And the goodness of the Lord shall go with us, and the Lord will preserve every one of you from evil. From this time forth, I don't care what has happened before. That was then, but this is now. I don't care what evil happened yesterday, but from this time forth, and even forevermore, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. In Jesus' mighty name. And the Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in, so that you may dwell at peace. For the work of righteousness shall be peace. That's right. And the effect of righteousness shall be tranquility. As you're walking in righteousness, there will be peace for you in your homes. There will be peace in your life, and there will be tranquility around you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord will be your saving strength. When you are weak, lift up your eyes unto the hills. And remember that the Lord, He never sleeps and He never slumbers. In the moment of weakness, remember that the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, amen.